Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. We had two police-involved shootings in the city Thursday. One, a road rage incident in Manhattan. The other, at Methodist Hospital in Brooklyn. Our Glenn Shuck.
After fleeing a road rage incident on Bedford Street and 6th Avenue here in the West Village, cops are saying this 37-year-old man then got out of a BMW that was stuck in traffic and pointed what appeared to be a handgun at those officers. NYPD Assistant Chief James McCarthy.
Once observing the firearm, the officers discharged their weapons. The subject maintained possession of the firearm while officers repeatedly gave commands for him to drop the weapon.
5 hours earlier, cops called to a dramatic scene at Methodist Hospital in Brooklyn, where a bloodied man in his 60s had barricaded himself inside of a room with an elderly patient and a security guard. When the officers saw the man with a bloody weapon in his hand, they first tased and then shot and killed him. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem was here in the city yesterday, where she touted Operation Salvo that targeted alleged Trinitarios gang members. She also criticized Mayor Mamdani over our sanctuary city laws, saying his administration is being uncooperative.
I know he and the president had a productive conversation. Our communication at the Department of Homeland Security has not been productive with the mayor's office or with NYPD, but we want to continue those conversations so we can work together.
The mayor issued an executive order rescinding NYPD cooperation with ICE at Rikers. Speaking to PIX 11, he stood his ground.
What I've been doing is standing up for each and every New Yorker across the city as the mayor of this city. And what I will not do, however, is differentiate New Yorkers on the basis of their documentation. If you live here, I am your mayor. And that is what we have been showing over these last 8 days, is a commitment to making this city more affordable for every single person who calls it home.
There were more protests in Foley Square Thursday with public advocate Jumaane Williams there, as well as newly sworn in Manhattan Borough President Brad Hoylman Siegel. He said we should all be heartsick over what happened in Minneapolis and could happen here in New York. He encouraged New Yorkers to continue to make their voices heard. Looks like the Trump administration's not giving up on trying to take down Letitia James. Several reports say federal prosecutors have launched a new criminal probe into the New York State Attorney General. That's after a grand jury twice declined to indict her on charges unrelated to this new investigation. This time, the New York Times says the probe centers on financial transactions between James and her longtime hairdresser. Meantime, a federal judge here in New York has disqualified the acting U.S. attorney for the Northern District of New York, John Sarcone, from handling two investigations into James.
Sarcone is the fifth of the administration's picks for U.S. attorney who were serving in a temporary capacity and have been disqualified by a federal judge, all finding that their appointments were illegal. Sarcone's office had been investigating Letitia James for her office's handling of the civil fraud investigation into President Trump and a lawsuit filed by her office against the National Rifle Association and executives there. As part of that investigation, James was subpoenaed in August.
That's correspondent Jake Rosen. James sued to quash the investigations, arguing in court documents that Sarcone was unlawfully appointed. The judge agreed and quashed two subpoenas issued to James' office, ruling the subpoenas had been issued without lawful authority. Three people are busted for allegedly running an illegal pill mill right across from an elementary school in Ozone Park.
Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch called it a reckless and dangerous enterprise. The city's special narcotics prosecutor, Bridget Brennan, said children were at risk.
When investigators were doing surveillance, you know, they had to account for school buses passing in front of them when they were trying to keep an eye on what was going on in the building. It was right across from the school.
PS377Q Star Leadership Academy. And Brennan said they weren't just pressing pills.
It was also a distribution organization.
And the three Queens men who are now behind bars could be facing additional charges. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Mayor Mamdani now one step closer to achieving one of his campaign promises, universal child care.
My friends, we stand here today because of a movement brave enough to make a promise and even braver to know that it could fulfill it. Today, that movement, that fight, that New York has won.
Governor Hochul announced $1.7 billion in state assistance for what she's calling Point Two Care, a free child care program for two-year-olds. That includes money to help fix the city's 3K program and for the creation of universal preschool programs elsewhere across New York State. As for how it's going to be funded, no specifics yet. The plan is expected to be included in her state budget proposal. New York is on the list of five states suing the Trump administration now for freezing $10 billion in child care funding. Letitia James filed that lawsuit in federal court in Manhattan, along with the state attorneys general of California, Colorado, Illinois, and Minnesota. In a statement, she wrote that she would, quote, not allow this administration to play political games with the resources families need to help make ends meet. Just the other day, Health Secretary RFK Jr. said this wasn't political. He said it's because the states have not come up with a plan to weed out fraud. The administration, however, has not presented evidence of fraud. Well, if Bob Menendez was hoping for a pardon, he shouldn't hold his breath. President Trump telling the New York Times he will not pardon the former New Jersey senator who is serving an 11-year prison sentence on corruption charges. Word that Harvey Weinstein may take a plea in his rape retrial here in the city. This comes after a judge declined to toss a separate higher-level sex assault conviction. While Weinstein still maintains his innocence, his lawyer says the 73-year-old might accept a deal if he's assured that any prison time would run concurrently with the sentence in the other case. Here's an idea to get your body moving.
It is the start of the new year. We have resolutions. It's cold. And we want people to gather around and dance. And what better place to do that than at one of the world's most iconic circular buildings, the Guggenheim Museum.
Yeah, that's Duke Deng, executive director of the Works and Process Underground Uptown Dance Festival. This is a five-night event in the Guggenheim's Theater and Rotunda that's described as bringing street, social, and club dance traditions into dialogue with ballet, contemporary, and modern dance. It's all in conjunction with Jan Arts NYC.
What we're really, really proud of is at a time when New York City is more expensive than ever, artists are leaving New York City, they're moving away from New York City. All 12 projects featured at the Underground Uptown Dance Festival have been supported with fully funded Works in Process creative residencies.
The festival runs today through next Tuesday. Get tickets at worksandprocess.org.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.